A very big hello to all my listeners. I welcome all of you to my podcast in this very, very new month. And this month is very special as I will be non-violent in this month. You must be thinking that what I'm saying, well, I have to be non-violent as today is a very special day. I will be telling you about that, but before that, let me ask you one question. Okay, are you all ready to listen to that? Very good. Very good. Be ready and listen to me carefully. Suppose you are in some kind of fight, okay? There is a fight and someone has shouted at you with full anger. And what would be your reaction in this case, in such situation? Well, if someone shouts at me, for me to keep patience is something very difficult. Although I am a great follower of someone, I will not be telling you right now, but after a while I will tell you. But in such situation, only one word is recommended. And that is non-violence, right? Nearly everything you do is of no importance, but it is important that you do it. And that is the great message of that great man who spoke on the importance of hard work in this way. Right? And he is none other than our father of nation. Yes, I'm talking here about Gandhiji. Today is the day which is celebrated to mark the birth anniversary of our father of nation. And that is why in the beginning of this episode I have used the word non-violence. And that is why I was telling you all that I will be non-violent in this month. Well, if you start your journey of life or your day, the journey of your day, then obviously every situation will be peaceful. Obviously it is difficult to keep a cool head when someone has shouted at you, but if you will practice ahimsa, non-violence, as Gandhiji told us, taught us, then surely it will be a habit and you will not be able to get rid of that, right? This day is also therefore celebrated as the International Day of Non-Violence by the United Nations. And we all know this. Who was born? Mahatma Gandhi was born on 2nd October in the year 1869 in that great city, that fortunate city of Porbandar, of Gujarat. And we all know his full name was Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. And later, with his great work, he was revered as Mahatma. And we remember him as Mahatma Gandhi. He completed his education and got the law degree from London, and then he went to which place? South Africa to practice further, right? And there the situations of Indians were not so good. I have already told you about this, but still I am trying to make you recall all these things as today is Gandhi Jayanti, right? So dear all, the situation of Indians were not so good in South Africa as they were treated badly and they were discriminated racially. And therefore, his contribution, his efforts were there to improve the situation of the Indians, right? After all, he came back to India. Yes, after all this, after improving the situation of Indians there, he came back to India to join INC, Indian National Congress, and he then started many movements, and we all know, like Dandi March, Quit India, and non-cooperation, Satyagraha, etc., to attain only one thing from the Britishers, and that was the freedom. He played a vital role in getting the freedom from the Britishers, and therefore he is considered as the great leader, fought without any weapon. That was his USP, and at last he sacrificed his life for the betterment of his country. He traveled various parts of India just to motivate the countrymen and fight against the British rule. Right? Mahatma Gandhi dedicated his whole life for only one thing, and that was the welfare of his own country and the people. And therefore, celebrating his birth anniversary is just a small tribute to honor his work, dedication and sacrifice, his belief in the truth and the non-violence, and his own determination to live life on these terms has a message for everyone. And today, if you really want to pay a real tribute to this great man, what you can do, start thinking in his ways. Yes, he said very clearly that the strength does not come from the physical capacity, it comes from an indomitable will. And those who think that they do have more physical strength than others, I'm warning them with the message of Mahatma Gandhi that they are lacking that important strength, that important power which comes only from indomitable will. And I didn't say this, only our Bapu, our father of nations, said this. And if you will practice what he taught us, yes, non-violence, then you will be able to put on this garment of non-violence in a nice way, and for you it will become an inseparable part. Therefore, let us pay a huge tribute to our father of nation on his birthday by promising ourselves that we will be showing non-violence by keeping patience in all the heated situation. Right? Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.